Антон Павлович Чехов, a tragic actor. It was the benefit night of Finogena, the tragic actor. They were acting Prince Serebrenny. The tragedian himself was playing Vyazemsky. Limonadov, the stage manager, was playing Morozov. Madame Biabachtov, Yelena. The performance was a grand success. The tragedian accomplished wonders indeed. When he was carrying off Yelena, he held her in one hand above his head as he dashed across the stage. He shouted, hissed, banged with his feet, tore his coat across his chest. When he refused to fight Morozov, he trembled all over as nobody ever trembles in reality, and gasped loudly. The theater shook with applause. There were endless calls. Finogenov was presented with a silver cigarette case and a bouquet tied with long ribbons. The ladies waved their handkerchiefs and urged their men to applaud. Many shed tears. But the one who was the most enthusiastic and most excited was Masha, daughter of Sidoretsky, the police captain. She was sitting in the first row of the stalls beside her father. She was ecstatic and couldn't take her eyes off the stage even between the acts. Her delicate little hands and feet were quivering, her eyes were full of tears, her cheeks turned paler and paler. And no wonder, she was at the theater for the first time in her life. "How well they act! How splendidly!" she said to her father, the police captain, every time the curtain fell. "How good Finogenov is!" And if her father had been capable of reading faces, he would have read on his daughter's pale little consternation.